Hello and welcome back to episode 35 of the Boxing Social Podcast with me, your host, Rob Tebbutt. As always, just like to remind everybody to please like, comment and subscribe. Turn those notifications on for more boxing content. Now that's out of the way, I am joined by brothers Sauland, Kala and Nissa here ahead of Wasserman Boxing's launch of the development series live Thursday on Boxing Social. Kala, always a pleasure. Nice to see you.
Hi, Rob. Good to be here. Good to be here. What an impressive setup you have in this studio.
I know. You're
taking it to another level.
You're the first person, the first guest as opposed to co-host who has appeared on the new Boxing Social podcast twice. So well done.
I'm very proud of that.
Two-time. Nissa, how are you?
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Jolly good. Right, guys, as always, we're kind of pressed for time a little bit. So first and foremost, let's discuss Wasserman Boxing. Kala, the last time that we had you in here was, I think it was the day after the announcement. So it was very, very early on in the Wasserman Boxing journey. How are things getting on for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we announced Wasserman Boxing and the whole deal with Team Sauerland, it was obviously a big announcement. It was big for us, of course. Four generations of I'm exaggerating there, that's promoter talk, but four decades of Team Sauerland, and you know, it took something special, and Wasserman was that special factor, and you know, it was a big announcement, and we kept on. I think that announcement went out, and I did about 3 weeks worth of media interviews. Literally 3 weeks afterwards was still fresh interviews on the announcement. And it was repetitive. It was fun, but it was, you know, it was an announcement. There wasn't meat on the bone yet, so to speak. And I said, judge us in 6 months. You know, that's, I think, not the whole journey, obviously, but it's the first chapter of the journey. And I think if we look back now, you know, we obviously have had a very, very busy fourth quarter of the year. You know, we've had Austria, we've had a couple of UK shows, we've had obviously development series starting now with the young guys, which I find very, very exciting. I know my brother's mainly worked on that, but that's a really exciting one. Obviously, you know, the whole Eubank Williams thing, which is massive for the UK, of course. But also, you know, big events in Latvia, Germany coming up. You know, we've announced a string of shows in Germany, so that we've not only got next weekend in Germany, but we've got February, then we go back, I think, in April again. So, you know, if I look at it and look at the last quarter, we've done about 7 or 8 events. And if I times that over the year, using my big calculator up there, that's times 4. I'd say that takes us over the 30 show a year mark, and that's where we want to be. That's something that we feel comfortable with. Don't forget, we have to go in every market a bit different. Let's say Matchroom, we do a lot of shows all over the place, but they do more with DAZN. And with us, it's always a local broadcaster, it's a local team, it's a local setup. So it's a lot of work. And, you know, but it's fun. And it's something that we've been used to. I remember 2014 or 15, I think we had 34 shows in 17 countries, right? So from Finland to Russia to God knows where else we were, Monaco. And that year, I remember, was torturous. But it was great fun, you know, and we're used to it. You know, I remember doing the first season of World Boxing Super Series. We did 8 weekends back to back all over the planet. And people said, you're nuts. You're absolutely bonkers. And yeah, it was, but it worked, you know. And it created those big quarterfinals, setting up the semifinals. So you've got to put the work in, the road hours in. Family's never happy, but you know, try and always put family first. But it is difficult in this game, you know. But it's great fun, and I think the first 6 months have been a big success.
Yeah, I think everybody has to be a little bit mental to work in boxing, and I don't think anybody with a family in boxing keeps them entirely happy all the time, speaking from my own personal experience. Nissa, Kala's just mentioned there about the development series, of course, live on Boxing Social in the UK and Ireland. Please tune in. Always got to get the plug in the entire
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, keep plugging.
There
keep
we
plugging.
Go. But Kala's just mentioned then, of course, you've been working across the development series. A really great opportunity to see kind of the stars of tomorrow. There's more broadcasters, there's more promoters in boxing kind of now than ever before, and a really good opportunity for them to show what they're capable of tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think it's a very exciting show, and I'm actually excited to see the numbers that it does, you know, with you guys, and see you know, how many people actually tune in and watch it. I'm very confident on it. And I think it's a decent show. I think the Harvey Horn fight's going to be a good one. Mm. And then obviously we've got a few debutants on there as well. With the big boys, Matty Harris and Hosea Burton. I've got great hopes for both of them. And then Chloe Watson, Ricky Hatton's protege. I think she's going to be good as well. So we've got a good little card. And it's something that we want to do a few of them. Because I think there's so much talent out there in the UK, especially the UK market, that slips through the net sometimes. And I think also coming out of COVID, you need to sort of kickstart the market again on you know, for boxing. You know, of course, the big guys, the AJs of the world, they're never going to have to worry about a fight. But the people who are sort of not maybe affiliated with the right promoter or whatever else it is, you know, they got a chance to come to these development series and get a chance to box and show people what they're about. You know, if I look a few years ago, we had Zach Parker, who no one knew about, and he was, you know, he's a serious talent that no one really knew about, still kind of don't know about now, but he was, you know, he's one of those guys, and you can find those rough diamonds. And I believe we've got quite a few of them on the card tomorrow night.
I think if you look also at what we talked about a second ago about the development of Wasserman boxing, it's very key, very clear that we've, you know, focused a lot in the first 6 months on the UK. And of course, you know, first line that is Eubank Jr., which we were delighted that he's the new face of Sky. But behind that, you know, if you take away the, you know, Fury, AJ, strip them away, and yes, then you've got Eubank, you've got Dillian White, but then you sort of start scratching your head a bit, don't you? You know, I mean, I think Conor Benn's making real waves. I think he's a much improved fighter. But, you know, there is a need for that next generation to come through. Buatsi, we could talk about that. He's also had a very good fight with Belotnik, so I thought that was a real step-up fight for him. Belotnik's a tough guy, rugged. He showed that in the Golden Contract. So, we believe in this crop of fighters. Not all of them will make it, but it's not enough just to get them out on big shows. So, little nights like this, we're calling them boutique shows. We're going to add a bit of spice to them, starting with tomorrow. I think we've got the world champion beatboxer down there and a few other little things. Want to make a bit of an entertainment night. I don't think it's fair to put young kids on a platform and not show any. Yeah. You know, we're working with, obviously, with Bayo. The man, the beast, Bayo, yeah. Akinfenwa. And, you know, there's going to be lots of those Wasserman sort of, you mustn't forget, Wasserman looks after so much talent from all walks of life, from Ed Sheeran to, you know, Jamie Carragher to Steven Gerrard. You know, I think we did three management transfers in 1 week last week with Steven Gerrard, Eddie Howe and Dean Smith, you know, in 1 week. You know, that shows the size of the corporation. Mm-hmm. So we can implement those things into these development series shows, boutique shows, and make it a night you want to get down to. It's a Thursday night, hey, you know, couple of fights, couple of drinks, bit of beatboxing, you know, nice bit of Akinfenwa.
Salt beef bagel afterwards.
Yeah, a little cool. Salt beef bagel afterwards. Never goes amiss. You know, I prefer to smoke salmon cream cheese myself, there, but you know, each to their own. But that is, for us, it's very important. I'm very excited to see the big guys, of course, you know, Harvey Horn. He's had, you know, they've all had layoffs, you know, with COVID. Like Nessa said, you know, it's the big guys, the names, you know, they're always going to get that media money. They're always going to get out. But it is like the Harvey Horn who are on their way up, you know, they've had to get a lot of rust off the ring at Wembley last month, and you know, this is an opportunity for him to get out quickly again, and we're going to keep doing them because we believe in this talent. And like I said, not everyone will make it. We're going to match them good. People want to see good fights, you know, but also, you know, I mean, you know, we've just got Harlem Eubank. He's not boxing tomorrow night, but he'll be on these shows as well. And on top of that, you know, I think if you look at the talent in the stable, with Josh Kelly, we haven't even talked about Chloe Nathan Watson on the female side, mm-hmm. Nathan Gorman, fantastic, fantastic heavyweight prospect there. So very, very exciting times, but it's also a lot about the future, you know, and it's nice to sit there and talk about Fury and AJ, and that's fantastic for boxing generally, but we need these sort of shows to develop the future, you know, and the other promoters are doing a great job of that as well. It's not just us.
Just want to talk about Harvey Horn. We had him on the podcast a couple of days ago. Really engaging, bright, good talker, and obviously very good fighter. From his own admission, he's not really had the kind of consistency in his career that he's looking for now, that he believes he will get under the Wasserman Boxing banner. And this a real opportunity for him. And against, he's had a late change of an opponent, which is never ideal, and also one that can punch a little bit. We saw what he did with Andrew Selby, who, you know, you speak to anybody in boxing, they'll tell you just how good Andrew Selby is, and yeah, he was pushed all the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real test tomorrow night. I'm not going to go as far as to say it's a 50-50. I believe Harvey should win it. I would say it's more of a 60-40. It's Harvey's to lose. But if Harvey's not on his game tomorrow night, he could be in trouble. But it's actually, the flyweights has always been a bit beneath our radar. But I think we first started talking about it.
WBSS. We looked at it for WBSS.
Or was it flyweights? But anyway, you've got some really good fighters down there, and they don't always get the attention that they deserve, because perhaps they're a little bit smaller, but they can punch, a lot of them. Harvey can whack, and I think, you know, there's some domestic fights to make. You know, got Sonny Edwards, a few other guys there as well. These weight categories, are, you know, always, it's, I think Sonny's super flyweight.
Sonny's flyweight, yeah.
Flyweight.
He's he's got the IBF.
IBF, yeah, yeah. So he's a great fighter.
And they've got a bit of history between them as well. Obviously, yeah, they go back to the amateurs. Never boxed as amateurs, but always teammates and rivals as they were coming through. And I think there's been a bit of needle between. I actually had Sonny Edwards message me this morning asking specifically where Harvey Horn was talking about him in the podcast. So there is definitely some interest between the two of them.
Yeah, no, he's very good on his Twitter as well.
Domestic interest is where it kicks careers off, doesn't it? You know, and that's the launch pad. But I also think, you know, with those, especially with the lower weights, it's so important, the activity. It's so important, much in a way, much more important than the heavier weights. But we've had, you know, we're also in the WBSS, obviously with the bantams, we had fantastic success. We've had the fight of the year. Of the fight of my lifetime so far.
Two of the fights of the year. But one was in the super lights with the Taylor super lights.
I'm almost calling the super lights the big guys now. It was almost back to back, wasn't it, with Josh Taylor and Progress, and then a few weeks later in Japan with that all time classic with Inoue Donaire. You know, so those lower weights, they throw up feasts, and you know, that's exciting. But once again, you know, it's the activity, and you know, we'll find out. And it's, this is Ed, you know, it's not 50-50, it's 60-40. I'll buy that, that's all right, you know. You know, it's that's what, those are the sort of matchups you want to see. And like I said, it's not everyone will make it out of this crop, we know that. And you know, I think that it's also in the interest of the fighter to find out quicker if you're not up to it. You know, boxing is a tough business. Mm. It's a tough business, but the toughest business is for the fighters themselves. The quicker you can find out that you ain't up to it, the quicker you get out, the better it is.
Never stay in boxing,
you know,
too long.
Yeah. Never stay in boxing too long. So it's, you know, it is sometimes you match them tougher to find out, and for them to find out, you know, is this the career for me? And you know, we'll be watching and we'll be matching, and we believe in every single one of them, but you never know. And you know, if we had a 100% hit ratio in terms of finding world champions and all those 7, 8, 9 guys and girls now that we've just signed, if they all made it, you know, we'd be unique, you know. So we know that's not the case, but you know, we're gonna stick and back them as far as we can.
We've spoken about Harvey Horn, who's obviously headlining as a flyweight. We've mentioned briefly Hosea Stewart and Matty Harris. Let's talk about the heavyweights. Two had them both on the same sofa, took up quite a little bit more space than you two are currently.
Why is that they found?
Yeah, well, actually, at one point we had all three of us on there. I was sardined into the middle, as you can imagine.
But no more social distancing.
No, well,
COVID has been cancelled.
Everybody was COVID tested beforehand. All COVID regulations adhered to.
Flamer time.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to get into trouble. But talking about the heavyweights, you know, real opportunity now. You've mentioned kind of AJ and Fury, but we've got Dillian White, Joe Joyce, Nathan Gorman, who you've mentioned there, David Adelaide, obviously various different stages of their career. But heavyweight boxing, but particularly British heavyweight boxing, is thriving. There's never been a better time to be a heavyweight and making your debut in this country.
Yeah. I mean, I think generally in heavyweights, if you look at it, and I've said this quite a lot recently, I don't think that this crop of heavyweights, all the way up to the top, is up there with the days of, I don't know, the Lewises and the Holyfields and like the 70s, etc. And they're all we could go back a couple of generations before that, decades before that. But what it is it's damn entertaining, isn't it? It's damn entertaining. And if you look at the Wilder Fury fight, what a shot in the arm for the whole of the sport. What a performance by Tyson. Not in terms of the quality of the performance, because I think he'd be the first to admit he made some big mistakes in that fight. And, you know, he was, I always felt he was in control, despite him being on the floor. But, you know, it was a rocky script, and that's what the sport lives off. And you look at the young guys, and, you know, you talked about Hosea and Matty, and look, you know, let's get this right. They're both big lumps. They're both very skillful big lumps, and that is what people want to see. They want to see the big guys as well. And it's, you know, it's fun. And you mentioned a few other names there as well coming through. You know, obviously we're going to have to mention El Animal at this stage, Filip Hrgović, who's out on the 4th of December. Big fight for him to watch as well at the beginning of January with the semi-final eliminator with Ortiz and Charles Martin.
Twice,
interestingly, both of them have already turned him down, but now they're going to be forced into it. So that should happen probably around February, March time. I'm guessing probably more March time. February might be a bit tight there, I'm just a bit impatient. But you see that talk about Joe Joyce and etc. But that you see also the ones below that now coming through, which is going to make it damn exciting. I mean, Nathan Gorman can really go places, you know, and you know that's going to be a very exciting journey as well for us. So it's very exciting.
He's 25, isn't he? He's 24, 25.
And I can't wait to see both Matty and Jose live tomorrow. It'll be my first time I see him live. So
what, they haven't fought before?
No, I know. But I haven't even seen him in training. So you know, he's my brother's a wisecracker.
I hear that you've got a nickname.
He hangs around gyms. You know, I unfortunately have to go and fight money, and he gives it out on fighters. You know, but he is no, but
tiny.
But when oh, I remember new the, nickname, I remember the yeah. I remember the first time my brother said, "Come in, you got to meet this heavyweight." And Hosea's, we're in a room, and all I see is like there's these milk sort of glass windows, and I just see this shadow walking past the office, and I'm thinking, bloody hell, it's like the eclipse, yeah? And he walks in. I mean, we had to really open the door. I don't know how he had to go sideways through the door. He is one big frame, one big unit. I mean, it doesn't take a physicist to work out that if he hits you flush, you are not getting up. Mm. Yeah? So looking forward to see him. Matt, you know, he can, both of them can really talk, actually. And that's important as well for the game, you know.
Especially for heavyweights.
For heavyweights, you want to talk in heavyweight, you know. We promoted them with the Klitschko brothers as well. And, you know, that was, you know, they were obviously perfect sort of, you know, specimen athletes. Yeah, yeah. But let's face it, there was something missing as well in terms of, let's say, the ballyhoo around the heavyweights at the time. They were just too good. Yeah, you need that. You know, you need the AAPs. You know, and we worked obviously promoted David Hay, and he was a great character to work with. But you know, we're hoping these guys go all that way as well and continue our line with heavyweight champs.
Yeah, well, it certainly looks like it's going to be a fun ride. As I say, we had both of them in here. Both different characters, but both very interesting nonetheless. So we look forward to seeing them tomorrow live on Boxing Social, Facebook and YouTube in the UK and Ireland, as well as on Fight TV internationally. Nissa, I'll leave the final word with you as the man who's done all of the work in preparation for the development series. his words, not mine.
Well, I'm just turning out. I'm getting the popcorn out.
There we go. What can we expect to see tomorrow? This is your opportunity now to sell to the masses. Of course, I will be doing my part as well and pushing it out there. But what are we going to see tomorrow night live on your call?
You're going to see a feast of the best domestic boxers around. You're going to see Harvey Horn in a really great matchup against a very, very tough opponent. And you're going to see the future of the heavyweight division and the future female star as well.
There we go. Well, we look forward to it, as
Wasserman Boxing.
Live and exclusive in the UK.
And you're
going to
see a very quirky show. Sorry, I had to get that last one in.
Hey, we are going to see a very quirky show. The beatboxing.
It's going to be a bit different.
Killer Keller
featuring Killer Keller.
Google him now. That's not a podcast. You know what? We almost went with Nicky Blackmarket as the DJ.
Really?
Yeah.
That's one of my favourites.
But then I got talked out of it. Drum and bass. Like, you know, that could, yeah, probably just for my entertainment, hear a bit of jungle, drum and bass. But got talked out of that one.
We're looking forward to seeing some of the interesting things that you've got planned with the boutique boxing over the course of the next 12 months. But for now, from me, Rob Tebbutt, from Kala and Nissa Saul, and thanks very much for stopping by. Please don't forget to tune in to Boxing Social Live tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. on Facebook and YouTube. Get those numbers up so Nissa's nice and happy. Thanks very much for stopping by.